Welcome to this compassionate mindfulness of breathing practice. And just giving a few moments attention, first of all, to your posture. And inviting your body into a posture that allows for both awakeness and ease. So if you're sitting on a chair, ideally with both feet on the ground, hands on your lap, or if you're sitting on a cushion, you might want to try and arrange things so that both knees are on the ground. The back is relatively straight without being tense or rigid. The eyes can be open or closed. And reminding yourself again of your intention for this practice. Again, either the intention for this next 20 minutes or so, which might include the intention to be present with kindness with all of our experience, for example. Or you may want to bring to mind your wider, broader intention for your life, how you want to be living your life, what matters to you most in your life, and to situate this practice as an integral part of that wider intention. And to come now into your direct experience of your body sitting here. And maybe there are some immediate physical sensations that you're aware of. A mood or some different emotions that you may be aware of, some thoughts. And just opening to whatever is here and allowing it to be here just as it is, with a friendly embrace, a friendly openness. And the focus of this practice will be the breath. And in this practice, we're using the breath to anchor our attention into the present embodied moment. The breath is really helpful for this because it's always here, it's always present for us. And we can always use it to anchor our attention in each moment as it unfolds. So this is our simple job for this practice, to allow any other preoccupations, thoughts, agendas to be released as far as possible, and to make our whole job in this moment just to return our attention again and again to the breath. And this breath can be felt in the nostrils. In the back of the throat. In the chest. And in the abdomen. And in other places in the body, but perhaps selecting one of these places to settle your attention now, to anchor your attention when it goes off somewhere else, and to bring it back to one of these locations in the body where it's most easy for us to track the in-breath and the out-breath. And just seeing what it takes to breathe in as easy and natural a way as possible. So we're not trying to change our breath here. We're just allowing the breath to do what it does. And being with the undulating body as it receives the movements of the breath. So just being with those sensations of breathing in a gentle and loving way. Noticing how the breath is in this moment, whether it's shallow or long. Whether the inhalations and exhalations feel smooth or jagged. Whether there are gaps between the in-breath and the out-breath. Seeing if we can be with the entire length of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath right through to the end of the out-breath. Really seeing if we can notice that moment at which the in-breath begins, and that moment when the out-breath ends. And just being aware of our state of body-mind in this moment too. And just allowing ourselves to respond to what we need. So if we're feeling very sleepy, deciding what to do, perhaps in terms of opening the eyes, or you may even want to stand up if you're very sleepy. This practice can easily be done standing up. adjusting your posture, if your mind is very agitated, you may like to count your breaths. So this can be done by counting one at the beginning of the in-breath and one again at the end of the out-breath, and then at the start of the next in-breath counting two and two again at the end of the out-breath, and so on up till 10, and then starting again from one. But if you do this, remembering the important thing is not the numbers, the important thing is the quality of being present with our experience, and doing this as much as we can with a sense of tenderness, tender awareness. This is a very intimate process that we're being with. Can we be with it with a tender intimacy? And if we know that we're holding on, we're grasping or tightening, contracting as we breathe, just allowing our attention to go to those places. And it may simply be enough just to notice that that's happening and to see what effect the noticing has. And then just to come back to the breath. So we're responding to our experience as we encounter it. We're not being rigid or harsh with ourselves. We're trying to respond to what we notice. Just this breath. Nothing else to do, nowhere else to go, nothing to achieve, just this breath. And noticing that we don't even need to do anything to breathe, the breath just takes care of itself. We may, however, notice that we are subtly controlling the breath in some way. And if we notice this, just seeing if there's anything there that can be released, that can be loosened. To just allow our experience to be as it is. We may find that our mind has disappeared somewhere else, and we may find it very easy just to escort our mind gently back, a bit like a parent might escort a small child back with affection. Or we may find that some thoughts are really quite compelling, really demanding our attention, and that it's easy for us to get lost in those trains of thought. And if that's the case, first of all, seeing if we can just notice that without any sense of judgment. to see if we can allow that experience of distractedness to just be as it is too. Neither pushing thoughts away nor following them as best we can. Just noticing them. A bit like we might notice birds flying across the sky of our mind. Noticing and returning to the breath. We may need to bring our attention back over and over and over again, and that's just fine. Just being with the breath. Witnessing this organic, vital process that keeps us alive. And if it's okay for you, you may want to broaden the focus of your attention now, keeping it on the breath, but expanding it so that we take in not just the small physical area we've been focusing on, but taking in the whole body, and particularly the upper body. Noticing sensations throughout the body of breathing. You may find yourself moving from one area of the body to the next. Perhaps you can notice the breath in the shoulders, in the arms, in the back. Being curious as to where the breath can be experienced. Or you may find yourself more globally holding your whole body as the focus of your attention and just being with the body as a whole as we breathe. Just breathing, just letting the breath breathe you. Just checking in with the quality of our concentration here. Just checking that it's neither too tight or leading to us tensing up and trying too hard. And that equally it's not too loose so that we perhaps drift off or have very little energy in the application of this practice. So seeing if we can make any adjustments that we might need to our energy so that we hold our attention with this open-hearted presence, not too tight and not too loose. just breathing in this moment. And as this practice comes to a close, just allowing yourself to savor any experience you may have of well-being, or open-heartedness, or perhaps gratitude and appreciation for the breath and what it does.